Anita Baker and Sweet Love on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's time for this.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8.
Ed Finn is back with Travel Talk and spent a lovely evening in Dublin during the week of all places and enjoyed a nice trail too. Good morning, Ed. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, you know, I just kind of, I always love, to be honest with you, right, even though I live pretty near the city centre, I do love like going in for a little treat every now and then, a little night away. And sometimes, you know, Robbie, I think it can be as refreshing as a week in Spain. You know that?
Because yeah, sure can.
I went into the that lovely hotel, you remember Break for the Border years ago, right? It's called the Grafton Hotel now. The Grafton.ie is the website, but it's lovely. And they have famous, of course, Bartley Dunn's, one of the famous old pubs of Dublin. It's still there. And I must say, Robbie, I had a fabulous time. It was like, you know, the Christmas trees are up, the lights are on. And, you know, I was really impressed, actually, because, you know, first of all, hotel restaurants, usually you don't expect the food to be anything great, but, you know, it's adequate sort of stuff. Mm. But I was blown away. I was absolutely thrilled. I mean, the food was amazing there. I had turkey and ham, Robbie, the first of the season, and it was brilliant. And they had gorgeous corn fritter starters and chicken wings, gourmet kind of chicken wings, which were like layers of flavour. Very well priced, you know, like main courses for like 26 quid. The shepherd's pie, my friend was with me, had, and it was incredible. Like, you know, shepherd's pie, that's really good. And you're like, oh, the best ever. So comfort food supreme. And then lovely kind of little pick pool wine with that. And you know what I really loved, Robbie? The staff were so nice. You just walked in off, you know, it's around the corner from Stephen's Green. You walked in and it was lovely. And upstairs, they've lovely little terraces as well. But you know what's nice about it? They have interesting rooms, right? They have rooms, Robbie, for example, that if you're for girls' night out now, they have rooms that sleep 8 people. These really cool, kind of very fancy bunk beds. And it's a bit of novelty. And they're like from about $375 a night.
So but they're caring for the hen market, are they?
Well, I think to be very posh hens now, Robbie, I'd say, to be honest with you, these would be very well manicured hens, because the hotel itself is very stylish. Like it's really lovely. It's all done out in lovely like red leather. The breakfast was terrific as well, Robbie. You know, like I had a lovely omelette, lovely, like, you know, they had the whole Irish, the full Irish buffet, but lovely selection of fruit and, you know, all sorts of yogurts and lovely breads and everything. But like really now, I was very impressed. I would say I do a lot of little stays around Dublin, and I would say one of the best I've had now in a while. And then doing, you know, Dublin like a local, you know, I hadn't done the Trinity College tour for years, Robbie. So I did the Trinity Trails tour and that's done by the students in Trinity. They're students of history, students of all sorts of psychology, whatever. But they do the tours themselves. Now, the basic one is only about 16 quid. And that's just the 45-minute tour around, of course, what is Ireland's oldest university. Mm. And then you can add on the Book of Kells and the beautiful library for 29 quid. And I just loved it. I mean, I don't think sometimes we realise how fabulous Trinity College is, Robbie, and it's right on the doorstep. I know in summertime it's lovely to go in there and wander around. But any time of year now, I must say, it's always, you always feel very erudite and sort of intelligent, I think, when you're walking around Trinity College, don't you?
I must pay it a visit, so.
That's why I'm always in and out, Robbie, to get an old daub.
Do you learn anything from this tour?
You do, yeah. Like, really, now, it's very, very... Now, if you go on, I mean, the website, it's obviously Trinity College, and you just go on to the website, visit trinity.ie, and just go to, you know, Book of Kells, Trinity Trails. But you do indeed. I mean, listen, you learn the whole history of Trinity College. I mean, as I said, if you just want a very light, you know, easy 45 minutes, that's really, really nice. The students are full of enthusiasm, of course. So you walk in the footsteps, Robbie, of past students, like, you know, the famous people that have been there, like the iconic architecture, you know, the Campanile in the heart of this front square there. You learn all about the superstition there, about that, the 18th century building surrounding it. You know, Mary Robinson, Samuel Beckett, Oscar Wilde, Robbie, you know.
Does it cost much to do this?
That's only €16.
Mm.
I thought that was great value. And then, of course, you can step into they have a beautiful museum building, Robbie, there, which is fantastic as well. I loved that. And by the way, gorgeous kind of flora and fauna around the place. Like even now, golden colours, you know, kind of like coming into, like we're in winter, obviously, but really, really nice. Now, if you haven't done the Book of Kells, that's always amazing. And then, you know, other little things then, you know, just from there, wandered around into George's Arcade, which is gorgeous, the red brick arcade. Went into Hogan's for a little pint of Guinness, Robbie. And then went up into Powers Court, a little bit of shopping. And I did Bowen Thomas as well. So I kind of had that whole area, we're saying the kind of Grafton area, Trinity, all that area. Loads to do and see. The little Museum of Dublin is at the top of Grafton Street, just on the left there as well, which I did last year. That's a great little one to do. So I really loved it. As I said, you know, the next morning, again, went around, went into Clarendon Street Church, lit a few candles, Robbie, for my sins as well. So, you know, I was having a great time. I didn't leave the whole place when it went up. But for December and January, because January can be a quiet time, I would say if you want to give someone a little present that you're something different, I think it's like 180 for two people, Robbie, 90 per person for bed and breakfast there for a few days.
So where could you go to website-wise to get more info on that stay?
Yeah, so if you go on to the grafton.ie, that's the website for the hotel, Robbie. Trinity Trails, visit trinity.ie. That whole part of Dublin there is so lovely, and we're spoiled there, really, I think.
Enjoy your weekend, Ed. Look forward to our chat on Travel Talk next week.
You too, Robbie. All the best.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.